see some people that I haven't seen for a while and some new folks, and how terrific. We hope that you feel the warmth of God's love, because it's frigid out there, isn't it? My name is Barbara Fode, and I'm a member of the congregation, and I'm here to welcome you. We wear these stoles, and they're open to anybody to grab one at the back or up front to wear, because they symbolize that whatever puzzle piece you are in the world, you can fit here, and we are all unique and special. And so whatever brings you here, whether it's your custom to come here, whether you're curious, or whether there's a crisis point in your life, you just needed to be here, please know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you here, and may you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us, we have a brochure that I hope I will catch you with later, or somebody on the welcome team will. They're also at each of the entrances, that tells you about all the fabulous things we do here. You should find in your bulletin a yellow slip. On one side is attendance, and whether you've been here for 25 years or your first time, we would love to at least have your name and ideally some contact information so we can thank you for being here. And then on the flip side is a prayer request, if you would like for us to pray. So if you do have a prayer request, the ushers will collect those at our prayer time. And if not, then just hang on to this and drop it in the offering plate when that comes by. If you are really high tech and want the full order of worship with all the words and you know how to use QR codes, that's in the pew, one of these little yellow slips. But otherwise, everything will be up on the screen for you. Let's see. Restrooms and childcare are out through this room. Also, if you go this way, you end up in what we call our gathering room, where we will be gathering after worship. And heads up, Stark tells me there are cookies and cake today. So that might, and maybe a cup of coffee or at least some water, that might get some of you back there afterwards. You probably need a little stocking up before you go out in the cold, right? I'd remind you of our safe sanctuary policy, that we want children to be accompanied throughout the building when they are here. And let me mention a few opportunities for Christian discipleship. Many of you are concerned about justice and immigration issues, and you'll notice there's a notation in the bulletin that many people in this area are signing petitions to free Hector Miranda, who is an undocumented person who fears his safety will be in jeopardy if he is returned to his home country. So after the service, Harry Miller will be in the back of the sanctuary. Nelson Price will be in the gathering room if you would like to sign that petition. And you can read more about that in the bulletin. We'd encourage you to do that. I believe in your bulletin it says worship is meeting on the 15th, and if you'll just scratch that out and put 8th, February 8th, worship is meeting. Somebody lost some keys in the last week or so. They're on a key fob, and you know how what happened, was it Thursday or Friday when all the snow melted? Guess what? Somebody found some keys on the property. They'd been hiding under the snow, I suspect. So if you think they might be yours, please see Pastor Alicia. There is a meeting after church, but also there is a chance for anybody who wants to be creative and has a little fluidity in your body to meet Carrie to talk about some more dance, as we had a few weeks ago. And there's many more things in the bulletin that are happening this week, so I encourage you to read that thoroughly. But for now, let us continue our worship.
Before we begin our service today, I want to acknowledge that Martin Luther King Jr. Day is tomorrow. We didn't forget, but we will be celebrating this in the church on the 28th of January, because we're going to coincide with all the happenings at the Carrier Dome on the January 28th. So know that we are going to celebrate and honor Martin Luther King Jr. a little bit today and even more on January 28th. We are going to have a table at the Carrier Dome. Please talk to me or call the office to ask more about it if you are interested in going, and it's in your bulletin. Okay, so on to worship. In this time from Epiphany to Lent, we discover the depth of who Jesus is and by extension, who we are called to be as his followers. But how are we known as followers? What identifies us in such a way that others see an unmistakable likeness to Jesus in us? Please remain seated and be a singer or a listener of the theme hymn Known and Called in remembrance of our baptism.
Water, river, Spirit, grace, sweep over me, sweep over me, recarve the depths of your fingers in sculpting me, in sculpting me.
Good morning. My name is Morgan Mills, and as we learn who Jesus is, we are also learning who we are called to be. God has sculpted each of us in God's own image. Together, we can rediscover what that means. Would you please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship? When the good news is hard to find, knowing God, you swaddle us in your comforting hope. When the good news is seen as fake, brother of our journey, you call us to speak of the truth. When the good news seems out of fashion, Spirit of Wisdom, when your good news seems so rare, please remain standing and join me in singing, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry, displayed on the screen, remembering how God is with us throughout our lifetime.
I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered off to find where demons dwell. When you heard the wonder of the word, I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living Lord, to whom you now belong. If you find someone to share your time and you join your hearts as one, I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun. In the middle ages of your life, not too old, no longer young, I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun. In the evening gently closes in, and shut your weary eyes. I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. As the evening gently closes in, weary eyes, as I have always been, just one more surprise.
I now invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Let us now greet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump, or a high five.
Will the children please join me if they are comfortable and able? And let's sing them in.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Good morning. How are you today? Is anyone cold? Is anyone warm? Okay, so I have a question for you. What was the last thing that you were super excited about that you wanted to tell your friends or your family about?
We're going to a new grade.
Oh, when you were going to a new grade, you wanted to tell your friends and family. That's great. Anything else that you, did you see a movie or play a new game or read a new book?
The basketball team.
Oh, okay. Did you see the basketball team live?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. So, see the basketball team. Anything else that anyone else can think of?
In real life.
In real life, yeah. Yeah, you went and saw it in real life. At the Carrier Dome?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were excited to tell your friends and family about that. Yes.
And we saw the football team.
And you saw the football team also in real life? Nice. Okay. All right, what about the other three, four? What else? Anything else? No, okay. So, I'm hoping all of you can answer this, even though Eric had some great ideas. Hopefully you guys feel the same way. Yes, you thought of something.
Going to Disney World.
When you were, well, so did you go already or you are going?
I already went.
You already went, and so when you knew you were going, then you wanted to tell your friends and family you were going, right?
I also ran like 15 miles.
When you ran a long way, you wanted to tell your friends and family? Okay. So when these things were happening and you wanted to tell your friends and family, this reminds me of our scripture today. Because Philip says to Nathanael, I want you to come see this person. And Nathanael isn't so sure that he wants to meet this person. And Philip says, come and see. And he's inviting Nathanael to come and see Jesus. And so the excitement that you all had when you wanted to share with your friends and family you were going to Disney World or you're going to see the basketball game or the football game live or when you were going to a new grade, that excitement is the excitement that Philip had to share with Nathanael about Jesus. So I wanted you to all think about how we now can be as excited when we invite people to get to know Jesus as you are when you're inviting people or telling people about something exciting that's happening in your life. All right, do you have any questions for me? Oh, good. I wasn't sure what my answers were going to be if you did. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you so much for this gift of excitement, this gift of being able to tell and share about our beloved Jesus. Please be with us as we learn how and continue to invite people to come to know Jesus. We pray this in your many, many names. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming and talking with me. And you can go sit back with whoever brought you, okay?
Our two scriptures this morning are all about God finding goodness in places that might surprise us. We might not always think that we have much to offer, but God knows our gifts and talents. Jesus, throughout his ministry, was put down for who he was, where he was from, and who he hung out with. Obviously, God thought differently. You may recall God's words at Jesus' baptism that we read last week. "This is my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased." Our first scripture is verses 1 through 8, 23 and 24 of the 139th Psalm. The psalmist is reflecting on God's understanding of our lives. I could read this to you, but I think that the choir will do a much better job. Choir. Does anyone else feel super? Our second reading is verses 43 to 46 from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus is building his disciple team. Philip, who has already signed up to be a disciple, is trying to recruit Nathanael. I am reading from the Common English Bible. The next day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law of the prophets, Jesus, Joseph's son, from Nazareth." Nathanael responded, "Can anything from Nazareth be good?" Philip said, "Come and see." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Thanks. Just as Philip was trying to recruit Nathanael to follow Jesus, Our nominating committee works really hard to find people who are willing to support our church's mission and take on leadership positions at University Church. This morning, we would like to recognize those who have taken on that challenge this year and to show appreciation for those who have served. If you have accepted a new role in our church life this year, 2018, will you please stand? If you have completed your service on any church committee or other church leadership role, will you please stand? You can stay standing. There we go. And if you are continuing to serve on a committee, will you please stand? So I'm thinking the nominating committees, the care team, and the Elder Guild, and the worship team, and on, if you, and the outreach team. Let's show our appreciation. Thank you. Thank you so much, and you may be seated. And now, thanks. Thank you. Will you now join me in the litany of appreciation for those who have run and are continuing to run the race? Leaders of 2017, we thank you for your ministry and service. God bless you in the next leg of your race. Leaders of 2018, we thank you in advance for your ministry and service. Let's pass our batons and start the next leg of our race with our trust in God and what's yet to come, knowing we each have a role to play in the body of church to accomplishing something truly worthwhile. We are ready for our leg of this race. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for being in leadership in the church and for continuing the ministry here in this place. I have all my props. So remind me they're here when I get to that spot. It seems in our country we are searching for some answers. Many do not follow a faith tradition. Many grew up in a church or a synagogue but have chosen to walk away and muddle through on their own. And some were never introduced to a faith tradition. Some found in their church or synagogue to be irrelevant or not taking on the important issues of the outside culture. Because of this, it seems many inside and outside our churches and synagogues are asking, where is God in this? Where does the church or synagogue stand on this? Fill in the blank. Sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day and we need to take a few minutes to reflect on how our faith informs our decisions in the world. As we move forward, some may start thinking, as we move forward in the sermon, some may be thinking, why is she talking about this at church? Well, I'm talking about this in church because people are talking about it outside the church. And the church, or us, needs to know how and why our faith affects our ideals, our morals, our decisions in this world. It's ironic that our scripture today, Nathaniel asks, can anything from Nazareth be good? Can anything in Nazareth be good? You may have heard someone in the White House this week say something like, can anything from Haiti, El Salvador, or Africa be good? Some in Syracuse say, can anything from Brown Memorial on the near west side be good? Growing up, I lived in the neighborhood that most in my school district considered the bad neighborhood, the poor neighborhood, the neighborhood full of druggies, and you can imagine what they said about the girls. So I know this question all too well. Have you ever read Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack? If you have not, it is a must-read. This is entitled Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack by Peggy McIntosh. It might be McIntyre. I wrote McIntosh. What we learn through Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack, or the book Waking Up White, or the book America's Original Sin, is that we all carry preconceived notions of people because of their race, their economic status, or the neighborhood they grew up in. Our faith in Scripture today informs us what we can do with these learned thoughts or behaviors that we learned through growing up, these preconceived ideas about people. Our first scripture, sung beautifully by our choir, Psalm 139, tells us that God knows and sees each of us. How lovely. How comforting. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. God says we cannot get away from God and God's love. If this is true of each of us as individuals sitting here, how could this be different for other human beings? If this is true of me, then it's true of you. And if it's true of me and you, then it's true of all God's children. Each and every one of God's children on this earth, no matter where they or we come from. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. He dreamed of equality in this multicultural nation.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream for them.
He dreamed that no matter where we come from, we matter. We have gifts. This weekend, as a country, we honor his ideals for equality and his leadership. John, in our Gospel of John today, chapter 1, verse 46, can anything from Nazareth be good? Philip urged Nathanael to come and see. Come and see Jesus. Jesus came from Nazareth. The Son of God came out of a town of 200 to 400 people in the middle of nowhere, Galilee. So, let's ask, can anything from Haiti, El Salvador, Africa, or Brown Memorial be good? Of course, yes. Doctors and lawyers and nurses and teachers and students and friends and neighbors, to name just a few, come from these places. To tell the truth, we'll never know if we never give people a chance. What good has come from Brown Memorial? Well, two stories to share. One is of a youth group trip. Our youth from Brown Memorial, I believe two summers ago, they went to Pennsylvania, and one day they went to Hershey Park, and they got to ride on all the rides. And the next day, they went to a place called Mission Central. And at Mission Central, they were able to pack or make sure that the flood buckets were packed properly. One group, even like a group of three, tore down a bunch of boxes, cardboard boxes. And when they came back, all they could talk about was not riding all the rides at Hershey Park, but what they did at Mission Central. It meant something that they were able to give. And then I brought my blankets here. These blankets were given by the life skills class from Brown Memorial. One of their life skills was making baby blankets. And they asked, well, where are the baby blankets going to go? And guess what? They came here to us, to our church, so that when we give out diapers to babies from Syracuse through the CNY Diaper Bank, we also include a baby blanket. So, can anything good come from Brown Memorial and the Near West Side? Of course, yes. Sometimes we need to see people's gifts, not just their needs. All of God's people have God-given gifts. It's up to us to let the gifts come out and shine. Just as Philip said, come and see. And in this statement, he inferred, come and see Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, and all that he has to teach and share. So how are we inviting people to come and see how Jesus has affected our ministry at this church? How are we working in Jesus' name so that when people come and see, they are seeing Jesus' good works? And when people today come and see, how do people know we are not interested in where they come from? How do we show we value all people? And how are we letting the gifts shine through no matter where people are from? A quote from St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. I am proud of this church for the work we are doing. As you heard, we have a petition to sign to help our friend Hector and after church. And we recently moved to become a sanctuary church to support other churches in Syracuse. And believe me, that was very brave. And yet, we have more work to do. Although we read ancient scriptures, they inform us today as individuals and as a church where God is in this. Today's scripture tells us God comes from Nazareth, a place that has a not so good reputation among the people. Naturally, God's people, good people, with amazing God-given worth and gifts, will come from unlikely places such as Haiti, El Salvador, Africa, Brown Memorial on the Near West Side, and even from Nazareth in the Middle East. In the Gospel of John, Nathanael asks in disbelief, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Philip urges Nathanael to come and see. Amen.
If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time, asking God to open our eyes.
Our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
There are many places in this world where uncertainty reigns. Let us lift up names of places in this world that need our prayers. Haiti, California. White House, where? Korea, Africa, Syracuse, Hawaii, yes. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us join together in a time of prayer. As we pray silently, followed by a short prayer, spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer, in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Sit tall and take a deep breath in and out. In Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same word. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. God of water, God of earth, God of fire, God of wind. We thank you that all you have given us with your presence, with your creatures among us, with your food you provide, we thank you. We thank you for all the joys in life, all the people who have brought joy in our lives. We thank you for family and friends and faith communities around us that have brought joy into our lives. And we are grateful for your ever presence as we wrestle and struggle and worry and get anxious in this day-to-day thing we called life. Continue to guide us, continue to lead us, continue to share with us, nudge us, push us out of worry and into your light. Let us hear this water flowing through this fountain and remember that we are yours. And you are mine. You are ours, and we are yours. We thank you for this reminder of this common thing we find all over, water. Please be with us in this snow and in this cold, and be with our beloved four-legged friends and the elderly who struggle in these times. Let those who are homeless find homes, and let those who have the power to make that happen, let their heart open so that it may be. Be with those who are hungry today. And as you are with them, be with those who can make a change so that no one goes hungry again. Holy God, we thank you for the gift of prayer. And in doing so, let us say together our Lord's Prayer. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Thine is the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips, the yellow ones, into the attendance plate or into the offering plate if you haven't done so already, as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We are so grateful you are here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. God sends us out so that grace will not be rare in our time. Jesus calls us to go out so that justice will not be rare in our time. The Spirit fills us with compassion so that peace will not be rare in our time. Here we are, God, ready to do the work you have for us. Please remain standing and join me in our closing hymn, God Has Work for Us to Do. The words are also displayed on our screen.
Jails are empty and all the bellies filled. Till no one hurts or steals or lies, and no more blood is spilled. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do. Till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us. Work for us to do. Till age and race and gender no longer separate, till pulpit press and politics are free of greed and hate. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do. Till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us, work for us to do. By praying through our doing, and singing through our fear, by trusting that the seed we sow will bring God's harvest near. God has work for us to do. God, work for us to do, till God's will is done and all things are made new. God, work for us, work for us to do. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do. Till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us, work for us to do.
God does have work for us to do. May the peace of God, which exceeds all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of Almighty God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.